Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The cost was something I would feel. I know your anger, I know your dream.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, B-Train. And I've decided that I got a lot to discuss with you all. Seeing as how gotten the attention of several people, and wrestling fans, who else, including myself. Let me just explain what I'm talking about. See, last night, a very rare appearance by Vinnie Mac on a show in which it's kind of flopped around from time to time is now getting much better. Well, I wouldn't say that. It's getting better. Monday Night Raw. Good? Was it bad? Was it indifferent? That's up to you. That's up to you, the viewer who viewed last night of Vince McMahon's cameo appearance on his show that he created 25 years ago. Fans are wondering what to believe in this nonsense of the suspension of Roman Reigns that's supposed to make us believe what's going on, right? Well, Brock Lesnar is to show up next week. So they're drawing heat. They're drawing heat. Thank you, Brock Lesnar. Not really. You see, Vince McMahon said he is not one of my boys. He's an individualist. Does he have certain privileges? Yes and no. Those privileges are afforded to him as champion, blah, 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 blah. Nice job, boys. Nice job. Now you got fans' attention, and we realize, whatever shall Roman do while being suspended, in quotes, in air quotes, right? Now that Roman Reigns is suspended, what kind of stage is this going to set for WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans? I can tell you what, that's the one match fans are not looking forward to seeing. I mean, I don't care. A friend of mine is hell-bent on having Roman Reigns being the champion. Like I said, that's the match that I really, when I go see WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans, which I am going to be in the Superdome, Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans on Sunday, April the 8th. But I realize I have more important things to worry about, like which restaurant will I eat at or which concession stand will I be at during said match, but not going to do that because maybe there might be a surprise at WrestleMania 34 during Roman's match because it's one area of WWE that I don't know what to think of it. So I'm just going to tell you, not a bad thing that Roman Reigns is in a title picture. It wouldn't be a horrible thing if he won the WWE World or Universal Championship and took it or snatched it away from Brock Lesnar because fans are getting upset, guys. Fans are getting uneasy about Lesnar not showing up. And it's funny that, you know, Vince was kind of like, well, he can appear in UFC or WWE. There's kind of just feels like this moment last night on Monday Night Raw was a bit forced. But then again, you know, it is the WWE. They do things the way they want to. And it's not a bad thing because now it gives the fans some breathing room, I guess, to start cheering for Mr. Roman Reigns. That's funny. Even after the fact that fans were well aware that this whole thing between Roman Reigns and Vince last night, can you say what a good job of working the crowd, man? What a work. Felt good to get off my chest. It's not a bad thing. I mean, hey, it's a build before WrestleMania. They're trying to insert Roman Reigns as a baby face. And what's funny is Roman states he's just one of Vince's boys. Again, nice job of working the crowd. Also, you know, the confusing portion of Monday Night Raw, Braun Strowman just won a tag team battle royal. I don't know how, and I don't know who's going to be his partner, but holy freaking frack, man. Braun Strowman, it's not a surprise that he won that battle royal, but for the first time ever, one-on-two handicap match between The Bar and Braun Strowman. I mean, he has to find a tag team partner. That's interesting. That's interesting, to say the least. Asuka faced off with Mickey James. Another interesting match. You know, the women are just amazing on WWE Raw. And I'm pretty sure you're going to tell me, yes, there's other women, too, in other divisions. Yes, I know. Ronnie Nicole, Dani Moe, Amaya Jade, just among the few that I've interviewed and show bipartisan favoritism towards, but the women on Monday Night Raw, thumbs up you guys. You guys are amazing. Love you to death. Mickey James, I applaud her because she's unbelievably amazing when she can do the things she does, still hang with people that are younger than her and people that can give her, you know, well, she didn't need a boost in her career. She's a 6-time women's champion. Now, that whole story between Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss is kind of taking shape, and I love it. You know, Nia Jax could be the next Raw women's champion at WrestleMania. Who knows? And then this forwards into it. Asuka faced off with Mickie James. There was a moment where Asuka kicked the post, Miss Mickey James, and still somehow won the match. There's some very near falls. I mean, Asuka's streak is unreal. That streak is bigger than Goldberg's. It's bigger than The Undertaker's. And I must say, like I said, congratulations. You know, the women know what they're doing. They're carrying the brunt in for Monday Night Raw. Speaking of which, Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt at Jeff at Matt Hardy's little, you know, mansion. Pretty interesting if you ask me. It's bad enough when a referee says, "What did I do wrong?" I love it. I freaking love it. Those guys are going to have so much fun. So we think, right? Speaking of the Hardys, I know a lot of people have reported this. The personal note, what I read and what I scrolled down and read, Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy's brother, this is on a totally off-topic related note, was arrested for DWI. Now, here I am thinking I'm the blind motherfucker. I've had 4 eye surgeries, folks. Not to toot my own horn about that, but I'd know better if I was driving while blind. That's pretty damn bad. Jeff Hardy was arrested. He's not posted bond yet, so I'm pretty sure he's going to get out of prison. It's not as bad as Enzo Amore's case. So, just saying, just a little side note. Yes, Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt are facing off with one another. And some fans have been wanting to see this for a while, and, well, you got your wish. Oh, yes. Monday Night Raw was captivating and had some interesting matches, very few promos. Of course, Vince McMahon showed up the very first segment of the show. Did not, you know, I saw Shane back there as well. So, Angel Fishes, what did we gather from Monday Night Raw? After watching it and seeing it in its entirety, I gotta say, highly confused and entertained at the same time. Why the confusion? Why the entertainment? Well, the confusion aspect of it was Roman Reigns just stated in front of a live crowd that he was not one of Vince's boys. Well, he stated that Brock Lesnar was. I don't speak for anybody, and I don't intend to, because, you know, if people were boys with one another, you know they're not going to outwardly say, oh, yeah, me and Vince are tight, blah, 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 blah. That's a crock of shit. Okay? So I defend Roman in that aspect. But what amazes me is people in Detroit, my God, man, you must really hate Roman Reigns. And here's a fun fact for you. Last week, crowd was cheering him when he called Lesnar a bitch. Detroit must have an affinity for Brock Lesnar. But then again, they don't, because they boo him. You see where the confusion is? Wrestling crowds nowadays are about more bipolar than me and the weather outside. So the reaction of the crowd was very what the fuck type thing. It's like, okay, so you cheer this guy. You completely... The Miz is supposed to be a bad guy, but I guess it's the end thing to cheer the heel, right? I'm guilty of it. I've done it before at SummerSlam, so I'm just saying. You want my honest opinion of last night? Okay. Wasn't there supposed to be a number one contendership spot, Battle Royal, for the Tag Team Championships, and Braun Strowman just shows up, and wow, he basically beat the crap out of anyone and everyone. I mean, they tried to dismantle him on the outside of the ring with steel steps, knocked him down for a brief moment. And you know what? It's funny. He ends up winning the whole thing. So remember, that's the highlight of my night. Elias comes out, not after or during the match. He just comes out and cuts a little promo, says he'll be back, which is kind of funny to see him out and about, because he got, that was funny, the piano that fell on Elias last week on the Symphony of Destruction match, that was amazing. I'm just, like I said, I'm confused, but I'm also entertained, which isn't a bad thing. Asuka's match with Mickie James, Asuka pretty much makes anyone look good. Mickie James, she can do the same effect, but Asuka just brings about that intensity because she's undefeated. That's over, like, 2 years that she's been in the WWE, including NXT, including main roster. You knew when she hit the scene that she just was going to be something special. And that aspect of Monday Night Raw, I was thanking my lucky stars, saying to myself, Monday Night Raw really needs Asuka. I think it's time that she went to SmackDown Live and gave them something, because the women's division was getting extremely stale in certain regards. I mean, yes, they do have Charlotte Flair, but they don't have that extra oomph that Asuka provides. That was my assessment of Monday Night Raw. I really think it was a decent show, and I am going to mention the last few things. Jonathan Coachman mistakenly said Rhino's still in it, you know, and it was Bo Dallas. He said that they look like each other from the back. They immediately had to correct Coach, who was, forgive him, he's being on, you know, he's been on ESPN for quite some time, and he doesn't quite know what he's saying some of the time, and it's kind of funny. Other than that, you know, folks, I think it's time to start elevating the discussion, if you will, even though it's been referred to as the B show. Kind of refer to it as the only show, considering how Monday Night Raw just kicked into its, you know, WrestleMania gears when this show runs 24/7 and doesn't fucking quit. So allow me to preview one of the best shows WWE has running aside from NXT Live. So allow me, folks. Give me a minute.
Oh, no.
So, other than John Cena floating back and forth on two different brands to catch The Undertaker. Oh, yeah, that's one thing I forgot to mention about Monday Night Raw. John Cena has challenged The Undertaker. The Undertaker is cited, supposedly, according to Cage Side Seats and Bleacher Report, that he will be at the world's greatest or largest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be hella interesting, folks. Anyways, SmackDown Live. The area of interest being that Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev put on one hell of a match. Makes you wonder, if Rusev did not get hurt, where would Jinder Mahal be, and would that match have been much better if Shinsuke Nakamura were to have been the one that goes out on top, okay? Then you wouldn't have had the AJ Styles Shinsuke match, so it all works out. Anyways, so Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, two individuals who work really hard to get where they're at, right? Now, some may disagree, some may not, but what I'm getting at is, why in the hell would you prevent Sami Zayn or Kevin Owens from winning the World Heavyweight Championship? Then it dawned on me. Still would have been an amazing match if it were a fatal four-way. Do you know why Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Shinsuke Nakamura, and AJ Styles, they're cut from the same cloth, working independents, working in armories, basically elevating their careers to where they're, you know, where they're at right now in WWE. At Fastlane, I was very disappointed that Shane McMahon decided to interfere in the match because he felt that Kevin Owens purposely kicked him in the face. I know people are like, well, you shouldn't believe the hype, man. You're such a mark if you believe. I know from that regard, okay? I know, oh, it's a work. In this regard, it's kind of stupid because you could have even adding people into a match in WrestleMania is not bad. One's a, you know, two is a party, three is a crowd, four, you're doing too much. Oh, no. And to answer your question, my friend, why I feel the need to talk about this again, it's because I have time to do so. SmackDown Live preview is what I live for. Dolph Ziggler, what will happen to him? What will happen at WrestleMania 34? I don't know. He's always one of those guys that can perform. He's always one of those guys that can make something out of nothing. So in other words, be on the lookout for Dolph Ziggler, who might be the dark horse of WrestleMania 34. And speaking of which, someone lost their Money in the Bank opportunity. Baron Corbin. Where does he fall into this category? I'll tell you where. Because the Bludgeon Brothers basically ruined the match at Fastlane. And it was great work, yes. They got rid of New Day and the Usos because people may or may not have understood what the concept was or the reasoning behind them coming out was to ruin the New Day's chances at becoming the new SmackDown Live Tag Team Champions. I don't know. Tonight you can expect mayhem, chaos, and all kinds of crap on SmackDown Live. Do you know why? Because SmackDown Live will prove yet again why they're the most underrated, unappreciated show on the main roster for for WWE as a whole. And I say this nicely. Raw's attempts into having a decent show, not bad, guys, but you could learn a little from SmackDown Live. SmackDown Live is starting to bring back the reasons why I used to watch WWE religiously. Why I used to spend time saying, hey, should turn on SmackDown, it's pretty good, or now it's called SmackDown Live. You can expect Shinsuke Nakamura to elaborate on him facing AJ Styles. I don't know if there's going to be a tag team match of sorts or what's going to happen, but Daniel Bryan was absent from the pay-per-view on Fastlane, and we all saw what happened, you know, Shane McMahon took control let his emotions get the best of him. He even said that during Fastlane. Wasn't very happy when Renee confronted him about screwing over Sammy and Kevin. But it does beg the question, is this going to be a Mania to remember for both Raw and SmackDown Live and including NXT? I guarantee you NXT is going to put on a hell of a show like it always does, because that's their motivation to present themselves to the main roster, to be future main roster stars. As for SmackDown Live and Monday Night Raw, things are starting to shape up, and it's going to be an amazing, I think it's going to be an amazing card. If you think about Shinsuke and AJ Styles, probably, I've seen part one in New Japan. I don't know what I'm going to see the WWE version. Maybe the match might be condensed. I don't fucking think so. These two are going to give the fans a fucking show. And as far as tonight goes, all I know is the Bludgeon Brothers probably going to set up a promo, do something, have a match to be number one contenders for the WWE SmackDown Live Tag Team Championships. Dolph Ziggler may enter his face into the United States Championship picture again, but there's so much things that he could be doing, man, and he's not. Baron Corbin, not sure what he's going to be up to tonight. I know Asuka is supposed to be on SmackDown Live. There's a welcome presence, if you will, for the WWE Universe. Oh, yes, there's one more thing. I'll be discussing Rhodes versus Omega pretty soon. But to get back to SmackDown Live, there's so much going on in the land of opportunity, as the WWE has deemed SmackDown Live. For example, Ruby Riott put on one hell of a match against Charlotte Flair. They both looked good. Everything looked great. You know, little interference from the Riott Squad, a little from Naomi and Becky Lynch. Becky's one of the four original four horsewomen. But I'm just saying, there's a lot going on tonight, such as Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. What will be their state of mind during tonight's show? I can already answer that question for you. If I were Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn, I'd be looking to extract revenge with Shane McMahon, but I wouldn't tell him how, and I wouldn't tell him when, where, or how's it going to be extracted. I mean, it's a brilliant, brilliant story. It's brilliant, yeah, not story. Let me X out that word. It's a brilliant build between Sammy, Kevin, and Shane. And the crowd, including myself, is eating it up, because I'm getting all fired up about it, because if someone messed with my opportunity, if I was one eyelash away from winning a championship, I would be upset too. You know? It's brilliant business work. Brilliant to begin with, because what does SmackDown Live have aside from Sammy and Kevin feuding with Shane? Well, you've got people that were in that six-pack challenge there tonight. And I can already tell you, this is setting the stage for WrestleMania 34. Jinder Mahal tried attacking Randy Orton at Fastlane, so maybe there will be a match tonight between Jinder Mahal and Randy Orton for the United States Championship. Who knows? And I cannot wait. Oh, yeah. One more thing, folks. There's one individual that has yet to answer the question to a one delusional, should retire individual, and that I am referring to John Cena. I'm going to just hold that lashing for a little bit, because if I do it now, it would hold no purpose, but there is one individual with which I am fascinated to see when his appearances will start playing a factor into this match, and that's going to be interesting. So aside from that, I'm going to dig into the advertisements. For those of you wanting to attend Monster Factory Supercamp, you can do so by going to monsterfactory.org. It should have it right there on the tab, Supercamps. Click on it. Eventbrite is the website you will probably end up going through. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, contact Danny Cage ASAP, and he will tell you or fill you in on what to do. Just a future reference, though, guys, if you're flying to the camp, make sure that you go through Philadelphia's airport, because that is closer to Paulsboro, geographically speaking. All right, folks, if you want to download the network and catch WrestleMania and so much more on WWE Network, you can pick up your first month free on the network. Go to WWE.com, type in a valid email, type in a valid password. Your first month is free if you are not a prior subscriber. Oh, and if you want to pick up a $29.97 card, you can do so at your local GameStops, Best Buys, Dollar General, 7-Elevens, and Walmart. $29.97 on the shop as well, $6.99 standard shipping, $11.99 two to three business days. Next day shipping is $21.99. So just be, you know, better off getting yourself a preloaded $29.97 card at those places I just listed. So if you want to play it back and rewind it, I suggest you do so. It's $29.97 to get 3 months additional to access to AWA, Smoky Mountain Wrestling, TNA, PWG, Ring of Honor, New Japan, so on and so forth. So if you already have Flow Slam, my apologies, folks. I know the network kind of overplays certain things, but you can get the network for $9.99 for those of you who are obsessed with New Japan. The subscription to that is $9, the equivalent of $9.99, so $10 rough estimate. Do not shop it off or download it. I know some people who do that. Shame on you. For those of you wanting to train in a wrestling school, go to monsterfactory.org, discuss whether or not you want to make this not a hobby, but a career. Monsterfactory.org. For more information, contact Danny Cage. The number is located on the website. You can also email. Do whatever you got to do. Just get to the fucking point. All right. For those of you wanting to attend a wrestling school in the Midwest, there are several in Iowa. There are several in Missouri. One of those in Iowa is Brave for Black. There's a school run by Todd Countryman. Contact him immediately for more information about his wrestling school. Anyways, if you want to train in the Midwest in Kansas City, you can do so by hopping on NWOLeague.com. That's NWOLeague.com. For more information, the school is located in North Kansas City, Missouri. They just opened up a NWO arena. So it's going to be awesome. Check it out. Check their shows out. Have a damn decent time. All right, folks. We're getting closer and closer. Much anticipated. Off the Rails. You can catch my show Wednesday at any time you see fit from the hours of 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. See what I did there? And catch the madness that is Off the Rails Uncensored. Ooh, yeah, I hold back on nothing. That means there's no filters on my show. I will have a guest this coming April before WrestleMania. Her name is Amaya Jade. You can catch her on WrestleCon. I'm going to love to talk to her. It's been so long since I have. I will be having other guests as well. Give it time, folks, because you know me, I don't play. 30 seconds till liftoff. This is going to be great. I'm just beating around the bush to talk about certain things that I need to be brought to light, brought to people's attention. Why, you may ask? Because I said so. All right. It's one of those things, man. One of those things that must be discussed, including, will this be a WrestleMania to remember in Rose vs. Omega? Well, you get the picture. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be. There is one individual that I have been dying to discuss, and I know people are like, oh, this is tired and boring, you should retire. The Undertaker. One of my all-time favorite individuals to watch as a wrestler. Now, granted, I have witnessed majority of his matches at WrestleMania. You know why? I was there the last time Paul Bearer was ever at a WrestleMania with The Undertaker, which was WrestleMania 20 in 2004. I was there at his last victory in New York, of all places. Actually, New Jersey, WrestleMania 29 against CM Punk. Aside from my theories and questions about The Undertaker, I would like to know where he stands, you know, on the whole theory about him wrestling John Cena and how people will react if Cena ends up getting a victory over Taker. You know what? People are meant to lose, but at the same token, at what point are we going to keep tarnishing the man's record? He was 21-0, and he lost two. To lose to Roman Reigns at a time in which, you know, Taker was specifically saying, I chose him, I felt comfortable with choosing him. When a veteran in any field chooses you to take their, to give them something to boost their career, that is special. Now, my stance on this thing, this whole subject of John Cena facing The Undertaker, it will not change. There have been plenty of men that have faced The Undertaker that have not had the luxury of pinning him 1-2-3. Otherwise, that record wouldn't have mattered. Okay, Shawn Michaels, for example. The people with attitudes towards him. WrestleMania would not have been possible without few individuals. I'll give you a hint whom. Hogan, The Rock, The Undertaker, Stone Cold, Triple H, Mick Foley, who helped change the game for WWE in the 90s during the Attitude Era. But question on the title is, will WrestleMania be one to be remembered? Or is a mania to remember? I don't know. I honestly, until it happens, until it goes through full circle, my theory is this. They put awesome matches on the cards so far. They're gearing all of us towards a journey that we all know is going to be one hell of a roller coaster ride, and then it tapers off, and then it goes back to being on that roller coaster again. So the answer is, I believe it will be a mania to remember, because for the first time in a long while, WrestleMania would be worthwhile seeing. They have their moments where they have one or two good matches from a fan's perspective. And then you see the rest of the night unfold, and you're like, okay, cool. You know, I may not agree with the result, but I'm here enjoying myself. You know, I bought my t-shirts. I'm going to have a good time. I may get a title belt. I may not. I may just get a program or whatever. Will this be a mania to remember? You bet your fucking ass it will be. And I'm not just saying that because I'm going. I'm saying this because for the first time, the WWE universe is going to be subjected to seeing Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles going one-on-one. Will this have elements that it had from New Japan? Every match is different in wrestling. Not one match is going to be the same unless the wrestlers can do it and the timing is there and everything. Another match that may catch people's attention, and yes, it will happen, I have a feeling, because The Undertaker's not one to shy away from not accepting a challenge. Once you start a career in professional wrestling, as long as he's been in the game, I guarantee you will see The Undertaker whoop John Cena's ass. Because Yeah, true. I mean, there's Instagram photos of The Undertaker. Clever, John. Very, very clever. I know there's a lot of trolls, like, you know, as you refer to us as trolls or people who have no better things to do with their time than say things about you. Here's what I would say. You welcome the hate, toss it aside, and say, hey, I'm making money. You aren't. Which is true. Which is very, very extremely true. One thing that I realized about WrestleMania when I first started going was I was more concerned, like, oh, man, I wonder what it's going to be like. You never understand until you sit down in that seat and you start watching the whole thing. Same thing goes for, you know, going to NXT. I never started going to NXT until they had an event at SummerSlam in Brooklyn. I mean, I've been a few times in Florida when it first started. I just thought, okay, amateur wrestling, guys and gals from the indies, cool. So NXT, you know, NXT TakeOver at WrestleMania, they have never disappointed. I mean, sure, certain things didn't go the way certain fans wanted them to, and people are very cynical and very critical of it. I'm very critical of a lot of things. But NXT is the one bright spot during that WrestleMania weekend, and also WrestleCon. So for those of you who have never been to WrestleCon before, that's some of you, not all of you, some of you, I suggest you take a gander at who's going to be appearing at WrestleCon, because if you don't, Jesus Christ, man, you guys are going to be missing out. There's opportunities to get Shawn Michaels autographs. There's opportunities to get Bret Hart's, Mick Foley's, Road Dogg, Billy Gunn, Mr. Anderson, Bill Goldberg just added himself to the list. I mean, come on. That's like access times a billion. Will this be a Mania to remember? I just answered that question. Yes, it will. The main event or main events, I think they should save Shinsuke and AJ from the main event. If there's something to do with Kevin Owens, Shane and Sammy, okay, more power to them. That's not exactly what fans would want to see in the main event picture, but it's not up to us. It's up to the creative booking staff of WWE. So my reaction, what was my reaction to Fastlane, what happened with the Bludgeon Brothers and New Day? Is that your question? Mason? Please be. Okay. Thank you. You went with one name today. So to answer that question, Mason, my reaction was, I believe they do listen, but they don't listen to every single podcast in the world. They listen to what you say. They listen to what you're, they read what you post on social media, whether you think it or not. My reaction is, okay, cool. The Bludgeon Brothers finally got put into the main picture of the tag team division for SmackDown Live. It's about damn time. That was my reaction. They emitted a reaction. They got a reaction. That's all I'm going to tell you. So, what are my overall thoughts of WrestleMania 34? It hasn't happened yet, so I can't form any of those thoughts. For those of you wanting to send in questions, wrestle_radio, wrestle_radio. For those of you wishing to message me tomorrow, it's btrain05000 at Instagram. If you want to message us on Twitter, be sure to do so. You can, you know, btrain. That's right, btrain at Twitter. Anyways, moving forward, got to truck past this next discussion line of the subject. Omega versus Cody Rhodes. What a match that we're going to see. Because if you guys have not paid any attention to what Cody Rhodes and Kenny Omega have been doing, not just in here in the States, but what they've been doing individually as workers, you got to see them. You just have to sit down and watch Kenny Omega put on a clinic. Not just against Jericho, not just against Dalton Castle, but Kenny Omega quite literally has captured the entire wrestling world's attention because he puts on not just a match, he puts on a show. There's a difference between putting a match on and putting a show and a match combined for the fans. Fans can be very fickle nowadays. They can cheer you one week and they can boo you the next. But this man, the reason why he gets cheers, the reason why he gets accolades, Kenny Omega does, is because, I'll just say it, if you're able to turn down a signing with a major company because you want to show the world that you can still make things work where you're at, I applaud him. And Cody Rhodes is proving that here's what I could have done, but I'm not worried about the naysayers, I'm not worried about the haters. Look at how much popularity Cody Rhodes has gained by aligning himself with the, you know, Marty Scurll, and aligning himself with the Young Bucks. Smart, smart man. He, you know, he is a legacy. No pun intended. But to see how successful Cody Rhodes really and truly is, that's a testament of will, because most guys would have been like, yeah, I'm the shit. You know, I was in the E at one point in time. Look at me now. What I'm saying is there's guys like Ryback who at one point in time, you know, he's on his way out and he makes a shirt that says, don't buy this if you're Mark. Shows up to events that he's not supposed to be really a part of. But then again, you know what I said? If you're making things work money-wise, because it's your only form of business, it's your only form of work, and you got to hustle your ass to get said money, because otherwise you're going to be on the street or in a cardboard box. So kudos to Cody Rhodes for taking a negative in his career and turning it into an extreme positive. I mean, look at this guy. Was a champion at one point in time. He's going to be champion again. Signed a very lucrative deal with Ring of Honor. Look at Kenny Omega. I mean, it's not about so much, okay, look how much money he's made. Look at it, you know, from that perspective. That's easy. You look at Kenny Omega's salary, that's the equivalent thereof or higher pay than NXT. I'm not bashing WWE. I'm just saying, if the man turned down WWE and still made a success for himself, that is saying something, because that's not his ultimate goal. And yes, he did make some very brash comments towards WWE saying, well, I bet if you look at this roster, I'm better than most of your roster. Again, you have to have ego when it comes to the world of professional wrestling. Some people say, well, he just missed out on the greatest opportunity of his life. I'm going to say this nicely to you. You make decisions, I make decisions. Sometimes it may bite you in the ass, sometimes it bite me in the ass. But what I'm going to tell you next, sir, is what I just read, is that you think Kenny Omega is stupid for not wanting to join AJ Styles. They've done this dance before, and the only reason WWE did not capitalize on it is because, well, that's up to them. They are a huge-ass company that could swamp you if you don't partake in what they want you to partake in. But if you have a backup plan, like Mr. Omega, I mean, look, the man, and him and Chris Jericho at WK12 put on one hell of a match, him versus Kota Ibushi. Omega's always had that one up, one leg up. He is a smart individual. So this match, Cody Rhodes, is going to be one that's too hard to describe in one paragraph, one sentence, everything else. So you just got to realize these two putting on a fucking clinic, and it's just going to be like, okay, Supercade of Honor 12, I guarantee you Cody Rhodes shirts and Kenny Omegas will sell out before the night is over. That is something you don't see. I believe you, man. I've seen shirts sell out in Houston at Survivor Series, but when these two, not only are the merchandise sales going to go up for these two, but the magnitude of this match, the story that these two men will tell, I can only begin to imagine how the crowd's going to feel when they see them. Because it's Supercade of Honor. I mean, you've got a stacked card, but who are fans going to pay most attention to? Who are they going to pay attention to? Omega and Rhodes, yes. Rhodes dyed his hair blonde. Bleach at that. But the skill, the match that will probably transcend, not to the point where fans are going to be like, oh man, that was a match to make anybody just be like, holy crap, this is actual wrestling. Because you get 4 hours at WrestleMania and you get how many hours at Supercade. I think we found ourselves the new WCW. Not quite to the magnitude, not quite the intensive, you know, rivalry, because WWE does pluck from Ring of Honor some talent, you know, Kevin Steen, anyone, Claudio, or Cesaro, my bad, Seth Rollins. The list goes on and on. You guys want to action? Jay Lethal is not in WWE, but what I'm saying is, you watch Ring of Honor and tell me different. Some may say, well, I watched it, it was just a bunch of flippy shit. So what do you call Kalisto and the Cruiserweight division? Flippy shit? I mean, come on, guys. I could go on and on about how great of a match is going to be and what examples of greatness that Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes have shown in the ring. But what I would love to sit here and tell you is, if you haven't seen any of these two, that's sad. Cody Rhodes was originally in WWE. When he first started, he started out in ECW. Kenny Omega has been wrestling since he was 18 years old. Cody Rhodes has, well, the fact that his resume screams American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and his brother Goldust, a 3- or 4-time Intercontinental Champion. Their resumes alone, part of the reason why I was like, wow, they made it happen. It's just like when Sting faced Hogan. The magnitude of this is, well, one doesn't use a baseball bat, just uses his quick feet and his one-winged angel there. I have a hard time saying that all in the same phrase. Cody Rhodes, the disaster kick or whatever he calls it now. I don't know. Big Dr. Doom fan. Cody is. I wonder what role the club will play in this, because will Omega follow suit in destroying his friend Kota Ibushi, or will he just, you know, will Kenny Omega play the continuous role of peacemaker, keep Ibushi from getting his ass beat? I don't know, but I'm excited. I'm excited, folks, for a few reasons. One, I'm going to New Orleans in 26 days. Two, I'm going to have one hell of a fun time being out of this freaking fracking weather. Better make up its mind. Anyways, you got to understand something. This is my 7th WrestleMania, and others will say this is my 10th. This is my... not in a competition with y'all. I'm just going to have a damn good time. And I expect to go to K-Paul's Kitchen or whichever kitchen's open 24/7, because hotel food can only be hotel food for so long. And when in another state, it's very wise to go tour and do something fun. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see the Big Easy for a second time. I've been there as a kid before. It's going to be fun to see the events like NXT TakeOver at the Smoothie King Center, to see Evolve and Wrestling Revolver in the same building at the Convention Center in New Orleans. It's going to be hella fun. Oh, and JR, one of my all-time favorite wrestling announcers aside from King and Bobby Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon, God rest your souls. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be one hell of a good time because we, my friend and I, are going to just be preoccupied completely with events. So WrestleCon, Jim Ross's seminar, WrestleCon again, WrestleMania on Sunday. Now, what can we expect when we land in New Orleans? I can tell you what we can expect. There's going to be a lot of people crowding, not us, but wrestlers. There's going to be a lot of people going to their vehicles, obviously. It's going to be a busy airport. And I also can tell you what I can expect. I expect to see my good friend, well, not good, well, friend of Wrestle Radio's, Amaya Jade, who will be on the show. She will be on the show before WrestleMania, folks. So mark your calendars. It is the Tuesday before everything goes down. I'm going to have, like I said, I'm going to have so much fun just meeting her in person at WrestleCon. And, oh, it's going to be so much fun with the list of people, with the list of names that are going to be there. So, am I run out of gas? Have I run out of steam of things to say? If you want to get tickets, folks, WrestleMania tickets are filling up quick. Go to StubHub.com or your local Ticketmaster website. Also, WrestleMania Access. Better hop on that train and get it quick. Tickets are total of $212 with tax if you print at home, $244 if you decide to do 2-day expedited shipping. 3-day shipping would make it $261. They just have to add up fees and all that. So for more information, you can go see Asuka, Daniel Bryan, Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, and very many, many more. So for those of you wanting to know more information about the events at WrestleCon, you can visit the WrestleCon website at WrestleCon.com. Be sure to see Sami Callihan, Matthew Riddle, Zack Sabre Jr., Jeff Cobb, and so many more names. Oh, and Bret the Hitman Hart, Shawn Michaels, Mick Foley, Billy Gunn. Make sure that you have a damn good time, okay? That's all I'm going to say. My name is Brian Rails, and I am an advocate for telling it like it is. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, then I got 3 choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh, yeah. I gotta go eat, so nice little sentiment, folks. Toodles, bitches. See yous tomorrows. Yeah. Toodles, bitches. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be. I'm the cost of hope and I will be.